From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. According to her doctors, the transfer of Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords from a Tucson hospital to a Houston rehabilitation facility went without a hitch today. Tucson surgeon Dr. Randall Fries, who traveled with Giffords, describing the trip from the Tucson hospital where she's been treated since the January 8th shooting to the plane taking her to Houston.
There was several times we could hear applause in the ambulance with Gabby, and she responded very well to that, smiling. And in fact, even tearing a little bit. It was very emotional and very special.
Giffords was flown by jet, then by helicopter to the ICU at Texas Medical Center. From there, she will be moved to the center's rehabilitation hospital. Giffords was among more than a dozen people wounded when a gunman opened fire outside the Tucson Shopping Center, where she was meeting with constituents. Six people died. President Obama has chosen General Electric's CEO to head up a new business advisory board. As NPR Scott Horsley reports, Jeffrey Immelt's assignment is to help put more Americans back to work.
President Obama announced Immelt's appointment after touring a General Electric plant in Schenectady, New York. The plant builds and sells electric turbines all over the world. Mr. Obama says it's been adding workers, thanks to growing sales overseas.
I want plants like this all across America. You guys are a model of what's possible.
Exports and manufacturing are two areas where Immelt believes the U.S. has the opportunity to increase job growth. His selection also represents another move by the Obama administration to curry support from a sometimes hostile business community. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
An oil industry group is urging the Obama administration to allow greater domestic energy production. As NPR's Giles Snyder reports, the plea comes as Americans spend more and more at the pump.
Americans are paying on average well over $3 for a gallon of gas these days. The American Petroleum Institute says that's because of rising global demand for oil. John Felmy is the group's chief economist.
When you've got China growing at double-digit economic growth rates, when you see them in excess of, they're approaching 10 million barrels a day of demand, India's right behind them. With all that, it's the world price of oil that goes into the cost of manufacturing gasoline.
Gas prices have climbed sharply since the end of November, up 27 cents, and analysts say prices could range between $3.20 and $3.75 a gallon this spring, ahead of the summer driving season. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
With United and Continental Airlines combining their operations, the union representing thousands of ground crew workers is seeking an election to decide representation. Currently, the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers represents 6,800 ramp workers at United. At Continental, there are around 7,000 employees represented by the Teamsters Union. Mixed earnings reports led to something of a mixed close on Wall Street. Strength in manufacturing gave blue chips a boost, but the tech sector lagged. The Dow was down 49 points, or rather up 49 points today. The NASDAQ lost 14 points. You're listening to NPR. Who would have thought there would be so much attention paid to the seating chart at next week's presidential State of the Union address? Well, in Washington, it's always something of a big deal, and this year, House members have said that in an effort to put aside political differences, some Republicans and Democrats will be pairing up. Maryland Democratic Congressman Steny Hoyer outlines what he expects Tuesday evening.
I expect you to see a visual symbolism of the willingness to reach across and work with one another.
House Republicans today announced Budget Committee Chairman Paul Ryan will deliver the Republican response to the president's address. In Colorado, state lawmakers have voted to end a program that provides free breakfast for poor children. Kirk Siegler of member station KUNC reports the move is part of an effort to try to close the state's billion-dollar budget deficit.
Colorado has one of the fastest-growing rates of child poverty in the nation, and the vote to end subsidies for the state's Start Smart Nutrition Program in public schools will be a serious hit, says Kathy Underhill. She's executive director of the nonprofit Hunger Free Colorado.
What it will mean is that a lot of families that are maybe newly unemployed or really just riding the rails of their household budget are going to be tipped over.
Some Democratic lawmakers are pledging to introduce legislation to reinstate the program. For NPR News, I'm Kirk Siegler in Denver.
A difficult year for the labor movement, which continues to see its ranks decline. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, there was a sharp drop in union membership last year. The Bureau says as a whole, unions lost about 612,000 members as their share of the workforce slipped to 11.9% from 12.3%. Membership fell in both the private and public sectors. That trend could continue in the current year, with many states eliminating government jobs. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.